short, 54 yards.
2 wins in 5 days for the Broncos. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, how has this team been able to fight through its struggles and really get some momentum going here at the end of the year?
Well, I think, you know, we're seeing the effects of Bill Musgrave on the offensive side, guys getting more comfortable with what we're doing offensively. And I think we saw that in the output on Thursday night against the Colts with 438 yards of offense. And so, you know, Brock really played well and put the ball on target. So I think we're seeing we're reaping the rewards of Billy now, of Billy's system now kind of taking hold, and guys becoming more comfortable with it. Plus, you know, we're playing better football. You know, we're not beating ourselves and had the one turnover, but after that, we played real solid football. So nice to get back on track.
Cody Latimer is one of those guys who had a great game against the Colts. What's been different about him this year?
Well, I mean, I think Cody's getting an opportunity. You know, I think he's always been tremendous force on fourth down and special teams. Does a great job there. A guy that can really run is physical, and you know, that's a big part of what he does. And so, you know, any guy that commits to fourth down is always important to us. But I think we're getting Cody in the right spots, giving him a chance to make the plays that Cody can make. And, you know, anytime you see those 50-50 balls, Cody is a big, strong guy that can jump and go up and get those balls. And I think, you know, we finally are seeing what he can do, and we've got him in a situation that allows him to be successful.
On the other side of the ball, the Broncos have a few Pro Bowl selections. Von Miller is starter, Aqib Talib, original selection, Doma Tapeko, and Chris Harris Jr., alternates. What do you think about the years that those guys have
had? Well, they've had great years, and obviously they're almost staples when you talk about Von. And, you know, Aqib has, you know, got a great deal of respect around the league, and as we see with him being selected again, and Chris Harris as well. I'm happy for Domato too, because a guy that works hard and has had a great year for us. So, you know, it's nice to see that recognition late in the year for those guys, and very deserving.
Yeah. Couple of the hallmarks of the Broncos defense right there. Just getting started here on LA Access. When we come back, we'll take a look at this week's opponent, the Washington Redskins.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
Taking off Osweiler, got the first down. Osweiler, touchdown!
And I think Brock Osweiler could have been diving from the 10-yard line and made it as big as he is.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, Vance Joseph hasn't named a starting quarterback just yet for this week. What do you think will go into that decision?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on how healthy and how Paxton looks. Obviously, we wanted to see what Paxton can do earlier in the year when he got hurt against the Raiders, and so, you know, he hurt that ankle pretty bad. So, you know, I think they're going to play that by ear, see what Vance does later in the year and what the staff thinks, or later in the week. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, Paxton's health, and we'll see where that is. If not, then, you know, Brock will be ready to go.
On the other side, the Broncos defense, a big challenge going up against Kirk Cousins and that Washington offense. What kind of challenges will Kirk present for this defense?
Well, I mean, he's a polished quarterback that's been in the league and put up big, big numbers the last 3 or 4 years. And so, you know, it'll be a good test for us. He can throw it all over the place. He's very accurate and has a lot of experience. And so, you know, they've done a good job offensively. They've struggled a little bit defensively, but, you know, hopefully we can put both sides together and go in there and come out with a victory.
Maybe an early gift from Santa, huh, Christmas Eve?
You never know. We hope so.
All right, John. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Elway Access.